Hey y'all, this is your boy Drizzy Dre, Mr. One and Only, sitting in the chair, and that means this is the Flex Zone. Welcome to the Flex Zone, y'all, the only place that can give you sports how you want it, when you need it. Go to our Facebook page, The Flex Zone. Follow us and comment on Twitter and Instagram at The Flex Zone 1. If you have any questions, ideas, or possibly want to be a guest, send us an email to theflexzone1@gmail.com. On this episode, y'all, we will be reviewing the latest in sports and then concluding the show with the NFL. I got my boys, Cravante.
Yo, what it do? Hey, Cravante Hurt. Y'all already know what it is.
Byron.
Happy to be here. Flex Zone, let's get it. At BKD underscore TV.
And D.
Woo! Flex Zone. Paying tall and staying around, baby.
What's going on, man? I'm happy that all my boys are here. And in the second half, hopefully we'll have Mikel back with us to join us to talk about the NFL. But first, y'all, we want to talk about these college football rankings. Right here, they came out, and it looks like Roll Tide. Had to do that for my boy Byron. Alabama, baby, at number one. Ohio State, number two. Clemson at number three. And Washington makes the cut at number four. Michigan right outside of it at number five, Wisconsin number six, Penn State number seven, Colorado number eight, Oklahoma at number nine, Oklahoma State number 10. Do y'all guys agree with these rankings?
I love it. I absolutely love it. And that's the first time, I think that's the first time I can ever say that about college football, anything when it comes to ranking teams. Because obviously Alabama, there's no hands down, there's no debate, no disputing. Alabama is definitely number one. It was all about two through four at this point. Ohio State definitely passed my eye test. This is a couple of things where when I rank my team, I look at the eye test. I'm not big on championship games and things like that. Ohio State is, in my mind, clearly the second best team in the nation. Number three. Clemson. Clemson's been a little shaky in a lot of their games, but they only have one loss, and I think they're still kind of riding that high horse from last year. So, honestly, they haven't missed a beat. I like them at number three. And number four, a surprise, but not really. Washington playing really, really, really well. And it's unfortunate for Michigan because I'm sure they would have been here if they didn't lose to Ohio State, but that was such a big game. And for them being top five seed, I knew they wouldn't drop five. I knew they wouldn't drop far, but you kind of couldn't put them in the top four after that loss to Ohio State.
Well, Cravante, let me say this before anybody else jumps in. The Ohio State.
Oh, absolutely. I apologize. I thought I said that. My bad.
Oh, goodness.
Well, go ahead. You seem like you want to jump in.
As you know, the Buckeyes do pass the eye test. You look at their schedule. They went to Oklahoma and won that big game. They went to Wisconsin and won. They beat Michigan at home, and they beat Nebraska, blew out Nebraska at home. So Ohio State does pass the eye test, but I used to didn't like the BCS for this reason, and now the college football playoff. We definitely need 8 to 16 teams in the playoff because it don't look good Ohio State's not playing this week for the Big Ten championship game. I know that don't qualify sometimes, but it just don't look right to me. It just don't look right. And Washington's lucky USC didn't get in the Pac-12 championship game. Yeah, they'll be losing again this week, but it's all right. It's all right. Go ahead.
He had to throw the USC at that.
That's right.
Going
to the Rose Bowl, though, baby. Going to the Rose.
And Byron, I know you ready to chime in, brother.
Yes, it's just great to see college football, in my opinion right now, more exciting than the NFL. You know, the NFL has a lot of issues of their own, but looking at it, it's just frustrating to me because for my own personal enjoyment, I would like to see an Alabama-Michigan matchup in the playoffs for obvious reasons, Harbaugh, Saban, we know why. But it looks like Ohio State rightfully deserves to be in there. I got to give it to Washington. I doubted them all year. They did have the one hiccup to USC, but they played very well. They have a Heisman quarterback in themselves, possibly. And Alabama, I mean, they've shown at a number one team. Jalen Hurts, I mean, his maturation over the year from the quarterback has been amazing. And he's only a freshman. He's only going to get better, so that's scary. And it's going to be fun because that Big Ten championship is going to be a good game, I think. You got Penn State, who's playing very well. James Franklin looked like he's going to keep his job. And, I mean, it'll be fun to see. I don't think Michigan's done yet. We'll see what next week has to say after the championship game. But whoever makes it in, it's going to be fun to watch. And we'll definitely be watching, I know.
Well, I can't even front. I'm pulling for Michigan. I'm pulling for Michigan to make this top four. But go ahead, Gravante. Go ahead, Gravante.
I know. I'm just saying, guys, and, you know, this isn't it. You know, we still have another, you know, we still got bowl games and things like that. Championship games to play through. So this isn't the end-all, be-all right here. But as of right now, it's hard to dispute 1-4.
Well,
I can't argue with you.
It really is. I mean, Clemson should beat Virginia Tech Saturday, and Alabama can lose at this point. They're not going to lose to Florida, but they can lose and still be in the top four.
That's a good point. And real quick, I know we didn't mention a lot about Clemson, but, hey, everybody that was worried about Deshaun Watson first two or three games, Dre, I know you mentioned you were a little worried. I told you, relax, Aaron Rodgers' voice. He's going to be all right. Over the past few weeks, he's playing as well as anybody. And I think, personally, he should still be the first quarterback taken in the draft. That team is just quietly doing that job.
Just mighty quick, guys. Mm-hmm. Y'all think Oklahoma and Oklahoma State winner can sneak into the playoff, or they're on the outside looking in?
Man, it's so, because it's only four teams, it's so hard to sneak in. You know what I'm saying? Like, if there were six or eight, maybe, but if it, with it only being four, no, I think it's zero chance. Like, it's going to be tough for Michigan to get in at this point.
Well, I still think that there's hope, but, I mean, I don't know. We still got a long season ahead, y'all. Anybody else? I mean, anybody that you feel like should have made the top four, or is everybody satisfied with the results?
As far as, you know, saying things played out and laid out, you can't – it's like I said before, it's hard to dispute this four. I mean, I would love to see Harbaugh in it because I feel like he really deserves it. He really turned his program around, like, almost immediately. And I feel like he should be in the playoffs, but how things played out, that Ohio State loss was tough, but that's when you need it.
Well, y'all, before we conclude, we got Mikel.
One more thing, Dre. I think that they get Ohio State quarterback I actually like.
Yes, sir.
No, I don't say that too often.
Well, y'all, that I don't know if you heard the voice in the back, but that's Mikel Ramos. Mikel, welcome to the Flex Zone.
Welcome to the Flex Zone. You said like you really got to welcome me, brother. Hello.
I mean, you weren't.
Am I a guest?
No, but I mean, I'm just saying the party hasn't officially started till you came through the building. That's all I'm saying. I'm trying to give you your just due.
Hi, everybody.
What's going on, Ramos?
Well,
what's up?
Well,
tell her, take us off speakerphone. Tell her, do that.
All right, lady. Well, right now we're talking college football right now, and we went through the rankings of Alabama being number one, Ohio State, number two, Clemson at number three, and Washington at number four, with Michigan right at number five. Do you agree with these rankings?
Are you surprised?
Yes, I'm surprised that Michigan didn't make the top four.
Maybe you're surprised. They lost two games.
They're right, and they lost. And unfortunately, they lost to the big one. They lost Ohio State. They needed that one. If they had won that one, sure they'd have been in. But you can't have two losses.
You look at their resume, they don't have a win against the top team on the road. Their only home win, big one, was against Wisconsin at the time, man.
Now, I will say, I didn't expect, at the beginning of the year, I didn't expect Washington to be here, but how things played out, I see why. I understand.
Well, I mean.
Should have been USC. Should have been.
Oh, hush with this, USC.
I know you ain't talking about three losses over there.
Hey, we don't deserve to make it. We lost to Utah. We lose to Utah, we'd be right in the top four right now.
Wait a minute.
Now, what's also disappointing is Louisville.
Yeah, Louisville at number 13.
Because Lamar Jackson kind of fell out of the Heisman contention now. Not only
he came back there,
his team. So that's kind of tough.
It's kind of every man's game now for the Heisman.
Wait a minute, D. I don't even see USC in the top 25 over here, brother. So
they're 11th. Okay, they're 11th.
Are you blind? They're like
that's
blind.
Right. Be respectful.
Well, I'm
Louisville and they're above Florida State.
Well, don't worry, we're gonna be in the
roll,
though.
I'm looking at the U.S. Hey, look, the poll I'm looking at is the USA Today poll. So,
forget them coaches, And mighty quick, some of these bowl games aren't gonna be good. I think the Orange Bowl might have Louisville against Michigan. That's a pretty good game.
Ooh, that's gonna be all right. But hopefully, Michigan could somehow find their way into the actual playoffs, but you know. That's not a bad
advice,
I guess.
Right.
We've done enough college football talk. Let's move on to some NBA action, y'all. This is and the first topic I want to talk about is something that Byron had alluded to earlier before, you know, everybody jumped on board. But the fact that my Los Angeles Lakers may actually be playoff bound.
No, our Los Angeles.
Oh, yeah, that's right. D and Mikella also a part of Laker Nation. But, that's Cravante. Let me have my moment. So.
my outburst. I'm a little bitter because my team is playing like.
Yeah. So let us have our time and bask in our glory because we have seen some dark days in Laker Nation. And I want to give Byron the floor because he's the one who said that we were on the right track and that we were playing good, and now the rest of the nation seems to be saying that the Lakers may be playoff bound. Byron, are we playoff bound, or what do you think about the Lakers this season?
I think they have a legit shot. I'll stand by what I said a few weeks ago. You know, anytime you've been in the dark ages, as you said, Dre, you got to get some winning aura. They did that hiring Luke Walton, bringing back Brian Shaw home. Great moves, and they're young, and they have the best bench in the NBA. They have a lot of depth. Now, the question right now is health. D'Angelo Russell's out, but I think he'll come back. He's clearly the leader of this team. Randall's been banged up. But the key for them is they play well at home. The question is going to be defensively, can they lock in and control the game? They can score, but can they stop people? And if they can do that, hey, they could slide into that 7th or 8th spot and get eliminated by Golden State, but hey, it'll be a great start.
All right, D, what do you think about Laker Nation?
I think the Lakers is light at the end of the tunnel. It's hope. Byron was saying the offense is very good, but defensively they do have some lapses sometimes. Randall, Young, and Russell right now all hurt. You can get all of them back, and I actually can't wait. I was dreading the Christmas night game between the Lakers and Clippers, but I'm kind of anticipating that game now, man. It's going to be pretty good. It's going to be pretty up-tempo basketball.
So you're saying the Lakers have a legit shot at right now they're number 7th, and the Clippers are ranked number 1 in the West. And you think the Lakers actually have a shot?
Well, actually, I'm looking at the standing now. The Warriors have got so hot.
Yeah,
the Warriors are 16-12. Right. The Lakers are at the 8th spot. They're 9-9.
Okay.
They're going to be 9-10,
right,
sadly.
Right,
the 8th
spot. Calm it down, please. It ain't but 7 legit teams in the West now that I'm looking at it. 7, maybe 8, because Portland, I'm not sure what's going on with Portland. It's probably like 8 legit teams, so of course you have a shot of getting the playoffs, but come on.
I mean, brother,
long season ahead.
Brother, yeah, we need to talk about my MVP, Russell Westbrook. Oh, my God.
He's a madman.
Oh, my goodness.
He's a mad. He's officially averaging a triple-double, guys. Officially.
Okay.
With 30 points, so officially.
Yeah, but I mean, usually when they do the MVP, and trust me, Russell was my pick at the beginning of the year, but you know how the NBA does. They want you to be with one of the best teams, and the Thunder, I mean, they're struggling. We see them really struggling without KD right now.
It doesn't matter. Just make the playoffs. it's not even necessarily a top team. It's be competitive and be relevant. He is single-handedly making the Oklahoma City Thunder relevant. And they're going to, and it, from the things, from the looks of it, they're going to make the playoffs by default because the West, the teams that I thought were good at the beginning of the year are not necessarily. So it looks like they'll probably be in the mid, probably 5 or 6 spot. And with him, and if he averages a triple-double, there's no way you could give it to anybody else.
Well, to bring it back to the Lakers real quick, Cravante, are you thinking the Lakers are playoff-bound, hater?
Like I said, it ain't but 7-8 legit teams in the West, so you got a shot just off of that. So I mean, you do got some really good young talent, and I don't know why you're coming at me a hard because you wanted D'Angelo Russell gone last year. So
hey, you darn Skippy.
I told you he was a good player. Just give him time. You let an off the court incident dictate how you felt about him, which was, you know, said not GM-like, but obviously you're not, so it doesn't matter. I said D'Angelo Russell was a good player, and you guys have a really good young talent, but I you guys have a shot. You guys do have a legitimate shot because what's going on in the West.
Go ahead, Mikal.
Can I chime on this? You know I'm all about Laker Nation. I'm all about us being successful and having so much success. However, why do we have to mask in the fact of us going to the playoffs or not? It's one day at a time, one year at a time. At this point, let's just be happy that the after Kobe regime isn't totally in the bottom of the Western Conference at like 9, 10, 11, or 12. Let us be more potent to the fact that we are elevating. Luke Walton's looking like he's talking to these guys. They're actually listening to him. And these young guys are actually looking like they want to play with the Lakers uniform on. But it's not about these guys that's sitting in these uniforms right now. What we need is a star to come back to L.A. And that's something Russell can't do on his own. We need somebody that's going to come to L.A. And bring that star power back to what we're used to seeing. It's going to take a long time coming. We need those celebrities back in them seats. We're not going to do it how we do it now. Right now it's cute. It's a Hallmark card. It's a beautiful thing to see the Lakers actually winning games again. But relax.
Well, Mikal, actually, a lot of people actually do agree with you. A lot of people think that the Lakers are legit just a superstar away from getting back to their old ways.
Yeah, it's a matter of calming down, relaxing, giving some stuff some time. You know, being a part of Laker Nation means that you want everything right at the beginning. You want everything as it comes right there. You don't want to wait. You don't want to have any patience. And look, we have had all these years. We've had Kobe, Shaq. We haven't had to
Magic
wait
Johnson.
To win.
I mean, the list goes on and on and
we've,
on.
We haven't had to wait
had.
To win. Now we have to wait to win. Relax.
I just real quick, I do, to Mikal's point, hey, it's going to take a little bit of time, but look at teams that are good now, Golden State Warriors. Before, you know, 2 years ago, everybody thought they were, you know, going to break that team up. And even look at the Thunder before KD left. Everybody looked at how they drafted, and they were saying, well, it's going to take a few years. Give it some time.
All right. Well, I want to talk about another team that we had brought up in the just a little early about the Clippers. What are you guys' thoughts about the Clippers?
Imposters.
Overrated. Dun, 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 dun. Overrated.
Every year, the same imposters that do the same thing
like,
every year.
I'm going on 3 years now. Overrated.
Chris Paul beat the Spurs on one leg, and look what they did the next series. Like, come on. Why is everybody not waiting for the Clippers to be
Spurs
the superb team? That's not going to happen.
I mean,
overrated. That's all I have to say. I've been saying it for about 3-4 years.
The same
now.
Players,
overrated.
The same team, the same thing that always happens. And now Blake Griffin's back and saying, and he's giving this emotional speech about how he had to lose everything to come back. He didn't lose anything. You did some dumb stuff that you shouldn't have did, hitting all types of. Who did he hit? The equipment manager?
Yeah, he did.
You hit the equipment manager, damn near almost lost your career. Come on, boy.
But who was that, D?
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Yeah, the Clippers are in the wrong division, man. They wasn't in the division with the Warriors. They would have a chance, but they're in the wrong division, man.
Listen, man, the Clippers, I can't even put my finger on exactly what the Clippers need. Maybe they need more perimeter. Maybe they need some more, I guess, especially on perimeter as far as scoring. But they're going to run into the same problems they've had the past 3 or 4 years. It's just about as long as I've been calling overrated. DeAndre Jordan is about to sit down in the fourth quarter because, well, when their games are close, DeAndre is about to sit down because he's a liability at the free throw line. Blake Griffin is going to disappear in different spurts throughout the game. And Chris Paul is going to have to end up carrying the team, which at this point I don't think he's able to do anymore. I mean, he's still averaging near 10 assists a game, but the Clippers need so much more help than that. And Blake Griffin looks like he's developing a jumper. Every now and then I see him hit a couple, but it's like I don't know if it's there enough to really say, like, wow, Blake Griffin's really – he's a mid-range jump shooter. Because you can't – you can only dunk with people for so long before your legs and your knees give out. So, I mean, I'm not sure. They need something, and you know how I feel about Doc Rivers, guys. I'm not going to say anything, but, you know.
Hey, you be respectful of Doc now.
I'm just saying.
My Rivers.
Whoa. He's got a championship now. Don't you be disrespectful. There's a lot of coaches out here who don't have a chip.
You know why he has a championship. Calm down. Chill out.
It don't matter. At the end of the day, he still got one.
And he has one.
Hey, what's the old saying, D? It don't matter how you get that victory, but as long as you get it. A little wrestling terminology for y'all.
I mean, Dre, your words. Joe Flacco got one, you know.
And what does that mean?
Joe Flacco has something that Matt Ryan is still chasing.
Okay, but still, is Joe Flacco a top guy? Will he be remembered for being a top guy in this league? Exactly. That's what I'm saying. What did Doc Rivers do after Ray Allen and Chris Paul, Ray Allen, Paul Pierce, and KG left?
He still has the Clippers as one of the best teams in the West.
By default, like I said, there's not but seven. There might be six or seven good teams in the West.
Well, you know what? I'm just going. We're just going to leave it there. We'll have to talk about Doc Rivers another time because we could do a whole show on Doc Rivers. But wow. I want to continue this NBA talk with something that we had talked about off air. DeMarcus Cousins. Possibly head into the nation's capital?
Oh, boy.
I mean, apparently John Wall and DeMarcus Cousins have talked about teaming up for a while, and they would still hope for the possibility of that happening.
They should.
I mean, the Wizards, I tell you one thing, the Wizards aren't broke. They got cap room because they've been trying to clear it to lower KD to come to D.C., so, and obviously that didn't happen, so they definitely have the money. I'm sure that's not going to be the issue. My issue would be, I obviously have mixed feelings, kind of like the Josh Norman thing for the Redskins. I had mixed feelings once again with this one because he's a great talent. He's a great big man. He will definitely bring much-needed help in the low post position for the Washington Wizards, but he's still very, very immature, and immaturity runs a little bit deeper than talent when it comes to the NBA. And, you know, he's been known not from just the Sacramento Kings, but from the NBA as this type of player. He's really, really immature. He's kind of Dwight Howard-ish, you know what I'm saying? And I'm not sure if I want that for my locker room that's already all over the place right now.
Hey, can I be honest with y'all, though? Scott Brooks thanks as a coach.
And I didn't like that. And that's one decision I didn't have mixed feelings on. I just didn't like the straight up.
I would fire him today.
He's another guy that's a product of his players.
Go ahead, Mikal.
My thing is, we done gave Bradley Beal all his money he did not deserve. How are you even going to afford to sign a guy like Boogie who's going to demand some money? He's going to eventually have to wipe out half of them. You look at our roster now. They're going to have to wipe out half of our big man, half of the Wizards big man. They're going to have to wipe out something to make room for this guy. And is it enough of the cap salary that the Wizards have?
I don't think so because the salary cap goes up every year. And Bradley Beal, that was just one contract. And it was a bit much for my taste, but I think DC definitely still has money to bring DeMarcus Cousins. And on top of that, we have something that he wants over here. He has a fellow college teammate over here. So I think he'd be willing to knock a couple dollars off to come to D.C., in my opinion. But you know,
do you know him personally? Because we all know how Boogie is. We don't. We know Sacramento Boogie. That's another aspect. Is he going to come over here and actually calm down?
I don't know. That's where my mixed feelings lie. I don't know if he's grown up yet.
Well, if I was playing in Sacramento, I'll act like that too.
Well, go. I mean, go ahead, Byron, and jump in. Go and get your thoughts.
Yeah. Well, like I said, if I was playing in Sacramento, I'd act a damn fool too. Do anything to get me out of there because I don't know what's in Sacramento. But nevertheless, I've been saying probably for the past 2 years or more that John Wall, DeMarcus Cousins, I think will fit good together. That chemistry, and I think John Wall is the type of guy that can get through to DeMarcus Cousins. And what they say, B, when the headache becomes bigger than the production, you get rid of the headache. DeMarcus
Cousins, headache, have to go.
He's the biggest. He's the best big man in the league. If I have a team, I'm taking him because what he's going to do is he's going to automatically make me a contender. He's probably one of the best five or six players we have in the league today. He can do everything, makes free throws. And I think a wild card in this that I told you guys about is Eric Bledsoe, another former Wildcat. He wants to be a part of this too. So you have these three guys together, and I mean, a lot of people don't get to see Phoenix Suns games, but Bledsoe can ball. So you put these guys on the team together, hey, you never know what can happen. You know, and it's D.C., like Cavante said, they'll make money to get Boogie if they can get
literally, they make money. Like, that's it. See, I've never worried about D.C. when it's come to money. Never. Especially
athletes and
money, never.
Well, I mean, we do hope that, you know, this does definitely happen. We do want to conclude this segment, though, kind of on a sad note. Zach Randolph, he had to take a leave of absence because his mother passed on Thanksgiving. Does this kind of catapult the Grizzlies and Zach Randolph, or how do you see this faring off? I mean, this is... You know, it's tragic when you lose your mother on Thanksgiving.
Wow. I mean, not just that news, but you got with Collins on the outside for 8 weeks.
Yeah.
So the Grizzlies was right there in the middle of the West, and hopefully when Conley definitely comes back, they can at least be hanging still 7th or 8th. But, yeah, it's tough news, man. Our thoughts and wishes go out to Zach Randolph and his family.
Yeah, man.
Not a more nicer guy in the NBA.
Yeah, definitely. And it's funny because he doesn't, the persona he's built, you probably would think he's not that guy, but he really is. And it's horrible to hear that type of news on such a giving holiday. And he's definitely going to take some time off, step away from the game for a little bit. And the Grizzlies are definitely going to miss him, but hopefully they can stay afloat. Like I said, in the West, there's not that many great teams, so I'm sure they would have no problem getting into the playoffs. It's just staying relevant and putting these wins together.
And, Mikal, I'm going to let you have the last.
They just got to stay out of that 8th seed and avoid the Warriors. They can match up with anybody else, I think.
Oh, yeah. Mikal, I'm going to let you have the last word to conclude this segment.
I just think it sucks to have that type of thing happen personally to you. I mean, and it sucks on a holiday, but, I mean, It's tough looking at the Western Conference and the Eastern Conference and still looking like where's the other teams that's going to surprise us? Are we going to even have any surprises? I mean, we already basically can set the finals, and it kind of sort of sucks. It shows no diversity in the league anymore. But I'm hoping somebody comes out of the woodworks in the West or in the East and shows us that they're balling too, and we have something to look forward to other than the usuals, I guess you could say.
All right, y'all. We're going to conclude this segment, and then on the other side of this show, we'll be talking about the NFL. This is the Flex Zone on Fox Sports 1340 AM, giving you sports how you want it, when you need it. All right, y'all, we're back. The Flex Zone, the only place that can give you sports how you want it, when you need it, on Fox Sports 1340 AM. Right now, we're about to get into our NFL segment, y'all. And to start us off, we got Cervantes Boiling Points.
All right, guys. You know how this boiling point thing goes. I usually have 2 to 3 points I like to hit on. One starts a little warm. The second one heats up. And then the third one usually goes over the top. So I'm going to start in Houston. And I think I'm really upset because I actually picked the Houston Texans because D, my boy D, told me that Houston wins when they're in Houston. He told me that. And, man, Brock Osweiler had a horrible game. I mean, zero touchdowns, three picks. Like, I don't understand. Like, why is he making so much money right now? It really irked me. But on another point, the Chargers defense is actually looking pretty good. Exactly. I wish he would have played the whole year. That's another boiling point, but we're not getting to that one. I'm gonna take you guys to Atlanta. We're going to the A. Okay? Now, guys, you guys know how I feel about the Arizona Cardinals. And I stopped the train last week. I said the next stop everybody could get off because I'm getting off as well. And the Cardinals gave me nothing to like try to bring me back. Absolutely nothing. They played maybe a good first quarter, and that's about it. The great defense that I was looking forward to, the Super Bowl bound defense, is not there. Like I just don't. I don't know. Patrick Peterson, Honey Badger. Like I don't. It's not there no more. And the Falcons just did whatever they want. Just absolutely did whatever they want. Carson Palmer looks like the playoff Carson Palmer, and that's not a good Carson Palmer at all. I mean, I did pick the Falcons to win because I saw this coming, which makes it hurt even more because this team only has four wins, and I picked them to go to the Super Bowl. The Super Bowl, guys, I'm hurt. I'm hurt because I was on the train. I had the keys. I threw the keys. The keys are gone. I threw the keys away. And last but not least, we're going to go to Tampa Bay. Going to Tampa Bay, guys. What was that? What? Russell Wilson, who are you? Who are you? I don't know who this person is. Zero touchdowns, two picks, and I lost count how many sacks they had.
Six.
It was six. It looked like 16. It was bad. It was all bad. Like, I didn't recognize Russell Wilson, nor did I recognize the Seahawks. This is supposed to be the team that we have in NFC to stop the Cowboys. And the way they played against Tampa Bay, they are not. Yeah, Cowboys, you might as well put the Cowboys in the Super Bowl right now if they're going to play like that. Gosh, like, I'm over it. He led his team in rushing. He led his team in rushing, guys. I'm through with it.
He led them because he was running for his life.
Oh, boy.
Crazy, crazy, crazy. And Earl Thomas needs to come back immediately.
Well,
I'm through with it. I'm done.
Well, all I can say to you, one of your boiling points is I think it's time to take the Tampa Bay Buccaneers seriously.
I mean, they did back-to-back week. They beat the Chiefs and they beat the Seahawks back-to-back week.
And I'm glad that you're finally off the Cardinals bandwagon because Carson Palmer clearly is not that guy.
He's not, and it hurts. It hurts. And I didn't pick them this week because I knew what it was, but it just hurts. Like, I was kind of hoping, like, maybe the Cardinals would come up and be like, all right, I can start the engine, but no, I said, he's out, man. And I parked it. I'm out of here.
Well, y'all, I mean, that's that. What are y'all thoughts about week 12? Let me start with Byron.
Well, my initial thought is Cowboys off the rail. Giants, my team, and I said that Castillo actually is alive in the division. Don't forget, eight wins. They look good. Right. They look like they're going to be the hottest team other than the Cowboys. And the third, I wanted to say this, Oakland Raiders, as a guy who loves Tom Brady and Bill Belichick, I'm a little afraid. I'm not going to lie. This team looks good. And one thing about a young team that's fearless, and you saw that against the Carolina Panthers, they punched the bully in the mouth, came back and won that game. And that crowd was electric in Oakland. Good to see. So those are my three takeaways.
Mikal?
Guess we're going to start with Thursday. I was a little bit and I owe somebody some money off of this, so I'm a little bit upset. The Redskins didn't get it done against the Cowboys. That's the only bet I ever took. But I was hoping that would be pulled out. There's too much going on with Josh Norman and that extracurricular talk on the field. I mean, you want to earn your money. Just show up and do what you got to do to earn your money. But I'm hoping we can stay strong and move forward to get to the postseason. Got to respect the Cowboys. We got a chance to beat the most impressive team on the, one of the biggest stages, and they proved that they are just still impressive. And I hate that I continue to say this. That wall, I don't know if they'll ever hit it. And if they do hit the wall, maybe it'll be at the wrong time when it's time to actually do something real big. But we'll see. Oakland Raiders, I agree with Byron, man. They just are killing people. And Jack Del Rio has instilled in that team a winning sense. It's been a long time since it's been winning in the black hole, and it's something to be proud of down there. And Seattle, I never vote against Seattle, and I don't know what the heck that was. Russell Wilson, I don't know who the heck you are from day to day. That offensive line, what's going on, really? I had hope within that whole Jimmy Graham situation, and he's been showing me that he's a part of Seahawks, but then his offensive line does what it does. So I don't know. This week wasn't good to me, but I'll take it.
D?
You know, looking at week 12 of the season and look at the Kansas City-Denver game, Sunday Night Football. It was a great contest. Great at what didn't end in a tie, because if it did, it would have messed up a lot of teams. And but props to the Chiefs going in Denver. A lot of us thought they wasn't going to win, and they got it done. And the Cincinnati Bengals, I know, Byron, you was on the train, but that train has left the building, and they're about done.
That's a steak dinner right there. That's a steak dinner. That's what they are.
Well, I got to put a bow on them. They D-O-N-E, done, done, done.
It's all right, baby. I let the Arizona Cardinals go, so it's all good.
All right, Jacksonville's done. Cincinnati's done. But I told y'all when we did our preview, Oakland was going to win that division, and they're going to do it. They're going to do it. I like what I
see. They might be the number one seed. They might be the number one seed.
Sure. I was going to say, yeah, they got a good shot.
I think a lot of us picked them. It was either Oakland or the Broncos that most of us picked to win the division. But one team that a lot of people are sleeping on is the Chiefs. The Chiefs are for real.
You know what, guys? The Chiefs are a very funny team because they be going on a lot of silent streaks, and nobody says anything about it. They just quietly win. And then all of a sudden it's like, wow, the Chiefs are in the playoffs. I don't know what it is about this team. They persevere, and I think that's a testament to Andy Reid.
Well,
it ain't Alex Smith.
Well, before we get to the picks, I got to ask y'all.
Oh, Drake, can I say one more thing?
Go ahead.
Surprising factor that for week 12, the Miami Dolphins, how many wins in a row do they have? That's six.
If
the playoffs ended today, they would be in the playoffs.
Wow.
They have the sixth seed right now.
The ghost of Dan Marino helping out.
Just throwing it out there. Shoot, throwing Don Shula, too. All of them came back.
Tannehill and Ajayi, man, they look like they're looking real good. And that defense.
Hey, man, he's not turning the ball over. And Jay, the running back, yeah, he's playing pretty well, too.
Well, let me ask y'all a quick question. Do y'all agree with the Chiefs? I mean, do y'all agree with the Broncos going for it with that 62-yard field goal?
I mean, I understand why they did it, because they're in Denver. Like, that's a very makeable kick. And I'm sure you have all the confidence in the world, but it's like, you don't want to give Kansas City, because you know you're going up against Alex Smith. So you don't want to give him a short, you don't want to give him any opportunity. You want him to go the complete, you know what I'm saying, way down to the end zone or to kick a field goal, no matter what. But I probably would not have done it. I probably would not have.
I mean, Byron, you want to jump in?
Unless you got Justin Tucker, don't kick it.
or Dan Bailey.
He's pretty good.
D?
I mean, I would agree. I wouldn't have attempted it with McManus. 62-yard is usually golden and mile high, but they it might cost the Broncos, man. Between that and that, what Norwood did the other night could cost the Broncos in the end.
With a long field goal like that, you usually have to kick it low you know what I'm saying, kind of get it. It starts off low, which means it's easy to get blocked. Can't have that because it's all. If he gets blocked, it's like automatically on the other side of the field. But, you know, I wouldn't have done it.
And Mikal?
I wouldn't have done it neither. I mean, and look at what this whole year has been for kickers alone. Kickers at one point, I mean, you had your job secure. You got a chip shot. All you got to do is make a chip shot just to make it 7 points or to get three. Now you done extended the yardage, and, I mean, you got, like, what, 4 kicks missed in one game. Do you really want to take that responsibility? Because you're really out of there. So I wouldn't have taken the kick.
What a year for kicking. Like, for kickers and kicking in general, like, wow. I know I said it a couple weeks ago, but, man, pushing back the extra point changed everything because now you have to actually put some thought into what you're going to do after you make a touchdown.
I mean, and Cravante, to your point, some teams like the Steelers just go for two.
And yep. I'm not mad at them for that. I can't. That's why, like, looking at my Tom doesn't look as crazy now because you can't trust, and especially in inclement weather, Lord. The extra point is not a gimme anymore.
Hey look, like, ask the Seahawks about it being a chip shot.
I'm not.
No, I mean not the Seahawks, the Vikings. My fault.
Oh, you mean Blair Walsh, the guy?
Well, Blair Walsh, he gone.
Oh, he's gone.
Well, y'all.
I mean, yeah, changes everything, man.
I mean, all you can say is what a season. I mean, some teams, how would you think, looking back, that the Carolina Panthers aren't even in playoff contention? You have three teams out of the AFC West that can all make the playoffs. You have teams in the AFC North who you thought were playoff bound, not even in playoff contention no more.
Then the Arizona Cardinals, oh.
Hey, look, another one.
The two teams in the NFC Championship game going to be sitting home.
Look at that. That's crazy. And then we got the Packers. Even though they had a big win, I told you guys, I wish we could have, you know what I'm saying, talked more about it. But I said the Packers, the streak got to end at some point.
But and the sad part is it really may end. Though the division is still winnable because the Vikings have fallen off. The Bears, they're not going anywhere. But the Lions, I mean, they're still right there. But you never know. Can you really trust the Lions?
Hold on, Dre, now. Jay Cutler is going somewhere, and that's how Chicago. That's right. Out of here.
Hey, look, that's still me and Byron's boy, right, Byron?
Jason.
Hey, look, he going to have a job next year, I bet you.
Well, I guarantee
you,
it.
You can put money on that. Hey, you can put money on that.
You can go to San Francisco, sure.
Hey, look, like he said, he'll have a job somewhere, and so will my man Colin Kaepernick, because outside of Colin Kaepernick, ain't nothing else going on in the Bay Area right now.
Colin, just don't talk about stuff you don't know about, okay?
But Dre played his best game of the season against Miami. They had a chance to win it. Fourth and goal. Didn't get it done.
Look, I'm saying it. It's the team. It ain't him. But we going to move on to these picks, y'all. Try to squeeze them in. Thursday night football. How about them Cowboys?
It's a good one here.
Against the Minnesota Vikings in Minnesota.
Trick game. Never know.
Here you go. Every week, y'all want the. Every week, we want these boys to fail, and yet they come out on top.
It's not about wanting to fail. These are legit concerns. Like, Minnesota's home field is crazy, but Minnesota does have a lot of injuries on that offensive line, and Sam Bradford to their quarterback, which means he's not getting a lot of time to throw. So I'm going to go with the Cowboys, but to Byron's point, I remember he picked the Giants to win the division earlier in the year. If somehow the Vikings beat the Cowboys and the Giants beat the Steelers, the following week they play each other, which would be for
in New York, when I already thought they're going to lose.
Which would be for the crown, which would be for the NFC East crown. You know what I'm saying? And they already gave them their first loss and only loss. So, I mean, it'll be kind of fitting, you know what I'm saying? But I'm going with the Cowboys because the Vikings have not been looking good the past few weeks.
Yeah. Very unusual here. You have both teams coming off a 7-day rest. And
I'm sticking with Dallas. I can see Minnesota winning, but that's Sam Bradford. I just don't trust that guy, man. Just don't trust him, man. Cowboys in a close game.
Close game, the greatest rookie duo ever of Dak and Zeke, greatest rookie duo ever. Remember, you heard it here first. They'll get it done.
So everybody roll it with them boys.
I'm picking for the Cowboys, but I feel like it's going to come back to bite me.
Here you go.
Hey, you know what? I wouldn't mind if this one bites me. Wouldn't mind.
Here you go. Here you go.
Just saying. I am a Redskins fan, so, you know.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Wait a minute. Wait a minute.
I got to poke at my boy, man. That's all it is, man.
Cowboys did it on Thanksgiving Day.
Well, speaking of my boy, his team and his dog are home against the Red Hot Chiefs. I'm going with the Chiefs. I can't go with your dog on this one, man.
He doesn't say dog. He says dog.
Oh, I got to get the DC lingo going. Dog.
You know what? And it's in Atlanta too, isn't it?
Yeah.
Oh gosh. Usually I don't go against my dog and Matt Ryan and them boys when it's in Atlanta, but man, the Chiefs—they just got Justin Houston back, and that means their defense is going to turn up. So I'm going to take the Chiefs as well.
I mean, everybody roll it with the Chiefs, or?
I'm going with Atlanta. Atlanta can get it done at home.
I'm going with Atlanta.
Remember, Kansas City just lost to Tampa Bay 2 weeks ago, man. I mean, it's not. The Chiefs can be had offensively. You can shut down the short passes from Alex Smith.
I mean, we did see it on third. We did see it on Sunday that, yeah, they had the Chiefs. To me, the Chiefs should have lost that game against the Broncos, but the Broncos, who would have ever thought their defense would have been the one that really let them down like that? But
yeah, real quick, yeah. I'm rolling with Atlanta. They got a new receiver, X Factor, Taylor Gabriel. Haven't seen him, you should. He's electric, just like Jameson Crowder.
Ha ha, my man.
Okay. Next game is the Lions at the Saints, and it's in New Orleans.
Does that even make a difference anymore?
I'm rolling with D-Town. Let's get it done. Playoffs, here we come.
No, hey, look, it being in New Orleans, it does make a difference because that team is night and day on the road compared to being at home.
Shoot, they're night and day at home, too.
So who are you rolling with then, Lady Roma, or Lady Ramos?
I mean, if it has to come down to it, I'm going to pick the Saints at home. But still, that might come back to bite me, too. You know what? Forget that. I'm taking the Detroit. I'm going with Detroit. I can't trust the Saints at home. Go to Detroit.
Man, yo, I talk about people we can't trust. I can't trust the Lions. The Lions do this every year almost. They look good for a nice little stretch, and then they, boom, they turn to the Lions again. I don't know, man. I think I'm going to go with the Saints at home one more time.
Davis going to be a gunfight here, but – I kind of like I like the Saints at home too. The edge, the Lions out by a touchdown. Drew Brees drive down and wins the game.
Look, the Saints are a different team at home, and I think when you go matchup by matchup, who do you have, Stafford or Brees in a shootout? I'm taking Brees every time, so that's why I'm rolling with the Saints.
And the Lions by no means have a good defense, so I mean. It's going to be a field day either way.
Well, the next game may be hammer time, y'all. It's the Rams and the Patriots.
No, it
that's
is
a funeral.
Time.
Can we move on?
<That's a funeral. laughs>
Can we please move on?
Yes, indeed.
Jeff Fisher finally put in Jared Goff. He's off the drug. Jared Goff looks pretty okay.
Now
he's dealing with Eric Dickerson, you know?
Not only will he look mediocre, but I mean he will get slaughtered. I mean Bill Belichick, people sleep on Bill Belichick and the defensive mind coach that he is. We know he's a great head coach, but he's a great defensive coach. And don't forget his record against rookie quarterbacks. He's like what, like 14-2? So, yeah, I'm rolling with the Patriots. as well as the rest of the panel.
I know he has a great defensive mind.
This next one, it may be hammer time too, D. Broncos at the Jaguars in Jacksonville.
You know what? It might not be.
I don't think Ham was coming out in this one. I think Jacksonville could just hang close.
Because remember, still, even though Trevor Siemian had a really good game, he threw 3 touchdowns. But I don't know if he, how many times he's going to do it. I don't think he's going to do that back-to-back week. But by no means is the Jaguars' defense great. So I'm not saying it's not going to be a shootout. I don't think it's going to be halftime, but they will win. Broncos.
I mean, is everybody else rolling with the Broncos?
I think everybody should like
them. Go with the Broncos.
Yes.
Okay. Moving on. I think it may be a little debate about this one. The Texans against the Packers in Green Bay.
Debate.
Packers in Green Bay.
Dre, you said where the game at?
It's in Green Bay, brother.
The Lambo.
Oh, look, Hammer might come out on this game. My father's going to get tore up. Aaron Rodgers might be back.
Listen, man. Dean, you said it before. Osweiler plays horrible on the road. And of all places to be, and it is about to be December.
I
don't want to be at Lambeau Field right about at this point.
I'll admit, I'm struggling with this one because Brock has played in cold weather, but then he got yanked for Peyton. And it's the Packers. It's December. And I mean, well, it's close. I'm sorry. It'll be December. And you know what? I'm going to roll with the bad man. It's at home. So I'm going to roll with the bad man.
That's like you said. J.J. Watt ain't playing.
If J.J. Watt is playing, then we got some concern. But it's like, he's not there.
Yeah, this would have been a homecoming for him, too, family.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
He's a Wisconsin guy.
Yep. Dang. Feels so bad for him, you know. And oh, well. Eagles,
moving on.
Eagles, Bengals. This is a tough one too. I'm gonna take the Bengals too because surprisingly the Bengals. I mean, I remember a couple matchups. The Bengals have just seemed to have the Eagles, and I remember I think the last time they played, if I'm not mistaken, this is the tie game where Andy Donovan McNabb was confused about the rules of a tie.
Yeah, I'm gonna call a tie.
Let me.
Where is it at?
It's in Cincinnati.
I don't know. The Cardinals went on the road. I think I'm gonna go with the Bengals as well. That might be a little bit NFC than me, but you know.
All right.
Bengals will get one more win. I think at least this will be one of them.
Yeah, I'm leaning towards the Bengals. The Eagles got a lot of injuries on offense.
And the Eagles' offense isn't good. Like, it's not there. And the Bengals'
so we're not going to Pennsylvania anymore?
It's still there.
No. That everybody's calmed that down. Speaking of a calming, the Ravens and the Dolphins.
Wow.
Ravens Nation started out hot, and
this is a tough wave.
Who would have ever thought that we would be saying that would be hard to pick with the Ravens against Ryan Tannehill, but somehow the Dolphins are right in contention. And don't forget, a few years ago, the Ravens lost to the Dolphins during that 1-15 season with the Ravens giving them their only win.
And the Dolphins finally beat the Ravens last year when the Ravens pretty much had an injury squad out there in Miami. But I like the Ravens at home, but you know the motto, folks. It ain't tight, it ain't right. If it ain't tucker, it ain't right either.
The Ravens need this victory, so I'm going to roll with them.
They absolutely do need this win. And I think, the win streak is 6 for the Dolphins.
Yeah.
Man, you know what? I think it has to stop eventually. I was going to go with the Dolphins, but I don't think they're going to get 7 wins. So I'm going to go with the Ravens.
I mean, is everybody really on Ravens Nation? Or?
I'm going with the Ravens. They better win this game.
Two good teams with two good front sevens. They'll cancel out. They won't be able to run as much. I'm taking the quarterback, Flacco, sadly, over Tannehill, barely, but okay.
Now, Byron, you said quarterback. I'm curious to see who you take in this matchup. 49ers in Chicago against the Bears.
Well, Jay Cutler not playing. Alshon Jeffrey not playing. I might suit up for quarterback, so I'm going with Cat.
Oh, wow. I didn't know that either. So you saying that? I'm rolling my man Cat one more time.
The battle for the number two pick, ladies and gentlemen. Who will get the number two quarterback?
Hey.
Okay, guys. The Bears actually had a nice little comeback against the Tennessee Titans this past week. Matt Barkley's playing quarterback?
Yeah.
That's correct. USC guy.
That's right.
Oh, gosh. Man, the 49ers are they're talking about this being an historically bad defense. I'm really torn between the two, and not in a good way. I'm going to go with the Bears.
Bears? Okay. And, D, who did you have?
Oh, man, it's this one. Can we say another tie?
Okay. no tie, man. Who you got, 49ers or Bears?
I'll agree with Kavante. I think the Bears will hold on at home and get their third win this year.
All right.
Something like that.
Next game is the Bills and the Raiders, and the Raiders are at home. I'm going to roll with the Raiders.
There you go. Rex Ryan don't do well in Oakland, and that's going to continue this Sunday.
Does Rex Ryan do well, period?
I'm going to take the Raiders, and I didn't get a pick. I'm gonna pick the Bears.
Okay, sorry about that, Ramos. Byron, who you got, Raiders or Bills?
That Raiders team has the look of a date with the Cowboys in the Super Bowl. I won't go that far yet because I still believe in Brady, but going with the Raiders, like you said, Dre.
All right, and Gravanta, you had the Raiders as well?
Absolutely.
I think this right here maybe should have been the game of the week. Giants and the Steelers. In Pittsburgh, I'm going to roll with the Steelers.
Woo!
Woo! No, I heard Peyton Manning was giving some tips to Eli how to beat the Steelers this week. And that Steelers defense is still a little soft. So I like the Giants to come in there and get and beat the Steelers.
Woo!
I mean, who so
this is
a tough one.
Man. The Giants, both teams need it. So the Giants need it to keep pace with the Cowboys. If they keep in striking distance. But the Steelers need it to keep pace with the Ravens.
All right.
The Steelers at home?
Yeah, Steelers at home.
You know what? I'm gonna take that Steelers crowd. I'm gonna take the tile guys. I'm gonna take the Steelers.
All right.
I'm taking no prisoners as the year gets closer to the end. The Giants must lose. I'm taking the. The Steelers at home.
Okay.
I'm taking the Steelers.
All right. These next ones we're going to go through real quickly just because of time. Redskins at the Cardinals. I'm rolling with the Redskins.
Me too.
We already know. D?
Redskins come in Arizona win.
And Byron?
Go with the Redskins in a close one.
Buccaneers at the Chargers in San Diego.
I like the Chargers. I really like the Chargers defense coming up, and I like Phillip Rivers in this matchup.
Byron?
Both my quarterbacks here, Winston and the Rivers. But I like what Joey Bosa's doing. He could be Defensive Rookie of the Year in only, 13 games. I'm going with the Chargers at home. They need a new stadium. Donate your money.
Mikal?
Going with the Chargers. Have I even voted for the Chargers all year? But we're going with the Chargers.
I'm going with the Chargers as well. And D?
Tampa Bay, I think, can come and San Diego get the upset. And Flip Rivers is going to return back to his old self.
Panthers at the Seahawks in Seattle, Sunday Night Football.
Seattle.
Get it together, Seattle.
Seattle. Mikel, you're wrong with Seattle. I already know.
You already know.
And Colts and the Jets. Yeah.
Duh.
Colts.
I'm going to take the Colts. Too.
Andrew Luck
should be back.
I think they said he's expected to, but you know that. I don't know what that.
Luck is expected to be back, and if Luck is back, I will take him over Ryan Fitzpatrick any day. Hey, y'all! Thank y'all for tuning into the Flex Zone. We want to thank True Sounds for our theme song. Don't forget to like our Facebook page, The Flex Zone. Follow us on Twitter and Instagram at The Flex Zone 1. If you have any questions, ideas, or possibly want to be a guest, send us an email to The Flex Zone 1. Don't forget to listen to our podcast on SoundCloud and iTunes with the weekend edition of the Flex Zone. You can also catch us on the Arena Sports Network Wednesdays at 10 p.m. This show is executively produced by Andre Melton. Our senior producer is Cavante Hurd, and our associate producer is Byron Dixon. Our host and moderator is Mikel Ramos. Our production team is Dwayne Allen, Hugh Scott, Byron H. Waters, and our engineer is Tyron Rice. Our marketing team is Ava Key and D. And until next time, Byron, we what?
We go.